Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Harold Good in Kotzebue. Good is a chef at Manyluk Long-Term Care Facility. When he moved to the region a year ago, he had to learn to cook in a very different way.
I've been a chef in the cooking field for about 26, 27 years. And, you know, just been in it, and then our home is in Montana. So we cook deer and all that, elk and all that. So it's nothing different, you know, cooking the traditional foods here. Now seal and whale, now that's a different beast, you know. But hey, I'm willing to learn it. They received a seal, and so I helped him skin it and everything, and it was so deep red, and so it was rich in iron because they're just deep water fish, you know, they swim deep. And so the flavor was a little irony, you know, a little bit of iron in there, but you know, I tasted it fresh and it wasn't that bad. It was actually good. I was like, oh my goodness. But the seal oil has been a little tough one for me, and I think I might have to pass on that. You know, I mean, these elders here, I love them, you know what I mean? I mean, beautiful people, beautiful. There's a woman out there who, she doesn't say anything, but she looks so strong, you know? So I asked one of her caretakers, and she said, yeah, she used to be the breadwinner in her family, and she would go out wailing by herself, you know, just crazy, and you know, but she looks the part. She's just a strong, beautiful Alaskan Native woman. She is, you know. So I'm very, you know, there's a couple in here like that, but she just really, every day I come in, I make sure she's okay, you know. She's something else, I feel. You know, we're in their world, and we have to, you know, I think as a chef and as a food service provider, I think it's very important that we give them within regulations what they're used to. I mean, that's food for the soul, you know what I mean?
Harold Good lives in Kotzebue. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.